Some empty regulatory seats could make it harder to implement reform.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Wall Street oversight in just a moment. First, the government said today prices that you and I pay at the stores and gas stations continue to rise slightly. The consumer price index was up 0.4%, but most of that was gasoline and food last month. Another survey out this morning says we're a little more confident about the economy. That's according to Thomson Reuters and the University of Michigan. Well, in about a month, Sheila Bair will leave her post as chairwoman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC. But up to now, the Obama administration has yet to tap a replacement. There are vacancies at the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which regulates mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And those are just a couple of examples of how empty seats in the regulatory world could affect how reform is implemented. Benjamin Applebaum is a reporter for the New York Times, and he joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning.
How do these vacancies play into, I don't know, how effective regulators can be in the financial sector?
You know, the regulators I talk to say that it's really easy to keep on doing the same things, but if you don't have permanent leadership, it's a lot harder to do new things or to enact new ideas. And that, of course, is exactly what we're asking regulators to do right now.
You mean new ideas such as Dodd-Frank and other laws being implemented?
That's right. Yeah. Regulatory agencies are being asked to write hundreds of new rules. There's really no precedent for it. It's sort of the largest overhaul of the regulatory system in modern history, and they're doing it without permanent leadership.
What is it going to take, Benjamin, to get these seats filled?
You know, there's not an easy answer to that question. Republicans say that they want to rewrite, in some cases, the rules that govern these agencies before they'll even consider confirming leaders for some of these vacancies.
Benjamin Applebaum with the New York Times joining us this morning. Benjamin, thanks.
My pleasure.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are off more than 0.5% at the moment. The Dow down 73 points, about 0.6% at 12,622. The Social Security and Medicare Board of Trustees will come out with its annual report in about half an hour, as a matter of fact. The last report from the trustees said Medicare would be insolvent by 2029, and Social Security will be out of money just a few years after that. Eurozone economies are growing faster than expected. France showed some growth. Its gross domestic product was up about 1%. Even bailed out Greece saw positive GDP. But the European economic winner so far is Germany. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
German exports are booming. Unemployment's fallen sharply and the Germans are on a shopping spree. The key to this stellar performance is reform. Economist Holger Schmieding says that unlike their heavily indebted southern neighbours, the Germans have put their economic house in order.
They did cut public spending and they reformed the labour market and the welfare system. It took a few years of pain, but after the pain, they are now seeing the gain.
The Germans have been urging the Greeks, the Portuguese and the Spaniards to take their medicine too. But there's an ironic twist in this tale. All the worries about a default in Europe have pushed down the value of the euro. That's made German goods less expensive abroad and fueled the export boom. Germany has profited from the eurozone debt crisis. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained agents committed to small business success on the web at farmers.com.
On Monday, former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and the FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski will join representatives from Symantec and McAfee at a roundtable on cybersecurity in small business. You might think only big companies are susceptible to cyber attacks, but Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe is here to talk about how it's otherwise, too. Good morning, John.
Hey, Steve.
I can't help but think about Sony, which took a big PR hit with their hacks and the breach of their systems there. What happens with smaller businesses, John?
Well, a security breach for a small business isn't going to show up in the newspaper the way it did for Sony, but it definitely shows up at the bank. The FCC is saying that each cyber attack costs a small or mid-sized business an average of $200,000, which if you're a small business, you know, that's not exactly coins in your penny jar.
It's a lot of money, yeah.
A recent report that I read said 85% of all businesses have had some type of security breach. Man. So it's a huge problem, and it seems to be just getting worse.
And what can business owners do to I don't know, avoid getting hit by these cyber thieves?
Pray, hope, hold on to something.
Is that
stable.
It, really?
You know, the problem is that the attacks are getting more sophisticated. The defenses are getting more sophisticated, although they're having a hard time because they're just reacting to the attacks. You know, we talked to the FCC about this. They said they're going to be offering some partnerships for small businesses to be a part of, some consultancies, some networks that they can kind of tap into to get expertise. But make no mistake, there's a huge war going on right now, and it's not just the big companies that are being hit. It's everybody.
And what about you and I? What can we do to keep an eye on all this?
I keep looking for this hopeful note to bring to the interview, Steve, and I really wish I could bring a more
you
hopeful
are, you're
note.
You're kind of Debbie Downer today, John.
I'm trying my best. But, you know, it's best to use a different password everywhere you go. Change those passwords all the time. Keep your antivirus software updated. Common sense stuff. But really, the best thing you can do, Steve, is to never take the approach of, well, it's never going to happen to me. It's likely already happened at a place you do business with.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, her hat made such a splash at William and Kate's royal wedding that Princess Beatrice of York is auctioning it off on eBay for charity. The blush-colored bonnet that stands at least a foot tall and resembles a ribbon and bow is bidding at it's actually up to like $9,200 now on eBay. The hat also has a Facebook page with more than 138,000 likes. We have links to the Facebook page, to the eBay page, and all of that at marketplace.org, and a picture of the hat, too. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
A question for you metrosexuals out there. The last time you bought a suit, did you happen to think Bradley Cooper?
So they're trying to walk him over to the other department and say, gee, did you see the movie Hangover? Did you see what all the guys wore? Don't you want to look like them?
I'm Kai Rizdahl, and oh, what I wouldn't say to sell you this tuxedo. The story next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.